Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says a firefighter has died while battling fires on the state's central coast. The man died after being crushed by a tree during bushfire prevention work north of Newcastle.
We're hearing distressing news this morning that a member of our National Parks firefighting team has died on the fire ground, which is obviously terrible and a reminder of how difficult and dangerous this work is and how the people who put their lives on the line to protect lives and property do an incredible job for us in this state. But it's a deeply distressing turn of events and a sad day for New South Wales this morning.
At least 20 homes have been destroyed. And in Tasmania, authorities say 19 homes have been destroyed in a bushfire at Dolphin Sands. Coalition frontbencher James Patterson says he opposes the inclusion of YouTube in the social media ban for those under 16. The ban takes effect on Wednesday and requires tech companies to bring in technology to stop children under the age of 16 from having accounts. Mortgage holders are not expected to get an early Christmas present from the Reserve Bank, with a cut to interest rates all but off the table. The central bank has started 2 days of talks in its final board meeting of the year, after which the official cash rate is expected to remain at 3.6%. British photographer Martin Parr has died at his home in Bristol at the age of 73. The Martin Parr Foundation confirmed the news. A celebrated photographer, Parr was known for his documentary-style photography, focusing on British social class, that was often colourful and satirical, but also thought-provoking. Having risen to prominence in the 1980s, his career went on to span decades. In this interview, he says photography continues to play an important role in society.
I think people still think photography is just something that's done as a craft or as an accessory to other arts. Whereas if you look at the democracy of photography, you look at the incredible number of people who are posting images on Instagram, the support photography has. Photography shows are very popular, photographic books sell very well. So it's really just the establishment from the art world catching up and understanding how important photography is.
Mourners in Hong Kong continue to lay flowers and tributes at a memorial site where a fire engulfed 7 residential towers. The blaze on November 26 killed at least 159 people and took nearly 2 days to extinguish. Police have arrested 15 people on suspicion of manslaughter, and 12 have also been arrested in a corruption investigation. Police have arrested a man in London after a group of people were assaulted with pepper spray in a Heathrow Airport car park. Ambulance crews treated 21 people, including a 3-year-old girl at the scene, and 5 were taken to hospital, although their injuries were not believed to be serious. Police say the incident occurred after an argument escalated between 2 groups who knew each other. One man was being held on suspicion of assault. Police are searching for other suspects who left the scene. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau have gone Instagram official with their romance. The 41-year-old singer shared a post on the social media platform that contained intimate photos and videos from a trip to Japan with Canada's former Prime Minister. And that's SBS News in Easy English.